Hello, can you hear me okay? So I don't know if you guys can hear me, but what it shows me is that you're still connecting to audio. I cannot hear you. Yep, I'm unmuted, but I can't hear you.
Brian Cahill, can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. So we're trying to use the conference. Hi. We're trying to use the phone in the conference room, and it's coming on now. So I had to dial in on my cell phone. So hold on one second. We're just having technical difficulties.
No problem.
Can't hear you.
Check.
Oh, I had you for a minute.
I think we can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
You can hear us now?
Yes.
Through the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. The little pads aren't charged, so we're going to have to really speak up. Okay.
It the
Excuse your
executive
voice.
conference room was booked.
No, we have too many people for it.
Oh, That has that nice interactive screen there.
Yeah. All right. Try that. Nope.
I can just go over there to read.
Okay. Great. Hi. Yeah, I think so.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the SOAR member meeting. It is well scripted. Good evening. Finance Commissioner. Hello, remotely, Brian and Chris. So good to see you.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Happy to be here at our annual meeting. So I will just, without further ado, I, Jen Metzger, acting in my ex officio capacity as the member of the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., hereby call this meeting of the corporation to order on this 22nd day of February 2024 at 5:07 p.m. As the ex officio member of the corporation, I hereby appoint the following persons to serve as directors of the corporation: Brian Cahill, Najla Elias. And reappoint the following persons: Ward Todd, Christopher Cerrone, Gregory Simpson, the Chair of the Economic Development Planning, Education, Employment, Arts, and Agriculture Committee of the Ulster County Legislature, ex officio, Legislator Megan Sperry, the Ranking Member of the Economic Development Planning, Education, Employment, Arts, and Agriculture Committee of the Ulster County Legislature, ex officio, Legislator Herb Litt. There being no further business to conduct, I hereby adjourn this meeting of the corporation at 5:08 p.m. Thank you all.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Usually we have a chair or a vice chair, which we don't. Okay. So I'll, in the absence of the chair or vice chair, I will start the meeting. And we're, I guess we do call to order and a roll call. So. You want to call the roll, Fran?
Yes. Najla Elias.
Here.
Megan Perry.
Here.
Brian Cahill.
Here.
Christopher Cerrone.
Here.
Gregory Simpson.
Here.
Or Todd.
Here.
Her Blitz is absent, as noted.
Next agenda item is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't usually do this part. and then public comment, we will take public comment on any agenda items. Is there any comment from the public? Agenda item.
I do not have any comments at this time.
All right. The next item on the agenda is the election of officers. Open that up for discussion or nominations.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Where?
So that was the agenda and the minutes?
Oh,
no.
Wait.
Public.
And we're on to election of officers. Yeah. Any of the start it off?
Let me pull up the housekeeping.
Yeah. So I want to make a motion to nominate Gregory Simpson as president?
Chair.
Chair. Oh, you're welcome.
Call it. Okay. Any other?
All in favor?
Megan knows how to run committee.
Yeah, no.
Anybody opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was so easy.
Sorry we stumbled through it. I really feel like I owed you something better. But next
Lowers.
Is vice chair.
Vice chair.
Oh, I would like to nominate my dear friend, Herbert Litz, as vice chair of USITA. While he is not here, I hear that he is up for the challenge. So if there's no...
Second.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor.
All in favor of Herbert.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nobody's opposed, so congratulations. We're blessed. Your new...
Who's in Ireland.
Who's in Ireland
right now.
And then
thanks to the chamber, I'm sure.
It's not one of ours.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. There he goes.
He's there for work. Okay. Okay, who am I nominating?
Treasurer.
Mr. Todd, I would like to nominate you as treasurer. You accept this challenge.
Okay. I'll second it.
Wonderful. Anybody opposed? No?
No.
We have a treasurer. Thank you.
Woohoo! But not least, secretary, which for this organization is certifies the minutes, does not have to take the minutes. There's staff support for this board. So this is it's a light touch secretary position.
Okay. I would like to nominate myself as secretary for USITA.
Second.
Anybody else? All right. I've been nominated, and I accept.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I believe that concludes the election of officers. We have a full roster.
Good.
Thank you for your cooperation.
So I'll chime in here. The contact officer, which is a couple down just above, I think that's historically been the person serving as the secretary.
I'd have to look at it. I hope I didn't mislead with the description of the
duty. Too late now.
Sorry.
I already typed your name in.
Right. We'll figure out what that means.
Okay. And for the committee members, the chair, pursuant to the bylaws, is to appoint at least three directors to each of the three committees. No vote required, it's the chair's appointment.
We have to do that tonight?
We actually have to do it right now, or we can vote on this.
So we need three committee members.
So I did speak with Mr. Lipp today. He answered his phone, even though he was in Ireland, and he was willing to continue to stay on the audit committee. And also, I know historically Brian has been on that committee. I don't know.
Brian, are you still?
Okay.
Thank you.
One more. There's audit, governance, and finance. Lindsay, do you know if the Finance Committee is the same as the Revolving Loan Funds Committee?
It is not.
The governance.
How much overlap do we have,
though? We need three for... Can I just make a recommendation? You might want to make the entire board the Finance Committee. Well, the finance has been very complex, and they're not, I think, easy to digest, and I think having everybody at the table for that. So you wouldn't audit, you have to name a committee, but for finance, you could name the entire board.
Great, let's do it. Oh, Mr.
You've all
Chair.
Been volunteering.
No, as soon as you're ready for me to do what I do, what I need to do, what I've been instructed to do, I'll do. So let's, why don't we just go through this aspect of things, and then I'll take over from Amanda so that she doesn't.
But do you want to follow the recommendation by the comptroller to have everybody be on the finance committee?
I think that's a good recommendation. Okay. Should this be done by motion?
Let's
Should
do it.
We call a motion on this?
Mm-hmm. Or just appoint the committee members.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah.
What does it mean to be on these committees?
It means that you have to meet separately from or around the same time as our meetings, and we have to look at specific things. Yeah.
For example,
our focus.
The audit committee is our primary point of contact with our outside auditors. They also will review RFPs and make recommendations on selection to the full board, for example. So that's like the audit committee's roles.
I can chime in too. So these are the three standing committees pursuant to the bylaws. I have the bylaws here if you want to read through each of the committees.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's in too big of a. And you can pass these around too. It's the audit committee, the finance committee, and the governance committee. And they generally meet once a year or so.
Okay. So it's not like once a month.
Okay.
No, the audit committee definitely is like once or twice a year. Things have gotten a little bit more complicated with the audit, so I would say that one might be a little bit more common this year.
Good on the finance committee then.
Okay. So we're doing the full board?
Full board.
Full board.
Okay. So then we need one more for audit and two more for.
So I understand that the chair is usually on the audit committee.
Okay.
I think that will be fine for foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
There are mitigating circumstances, but I think we should be good with that.
Okay. More for governance.
I'll take on governance as well. Thank you.
I thought it was Brian. Was that Chris or Brian?
Additional member.
Brian.
I think we can do more than
that was
oh,
Brian.
Thank
Chris.
You. One more. We need one more for governance.
I'm sorry, Brian. Earth's not here.
Yeah.
Is there a limitation on the number of people who can be on the audit committee? At least. So we can have one more. Okay.
Great. One more for governance.
So may I chime in here for a minute? I think it's important to recognize that we typically do not hold these meetings outside of other scheduled meetings, kind of like the sole member meeting today, right? So these meetings will wrap around it, you know, our monthly meeting typically, right? So it's not that much of an imposition of time for these other committees.
That's a great point, Brian. Thank you.
I just put her then.
Okay.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great.
Are these your appointments to the committee?
Could you say that again?
Are these your appointments to the committee?
These are absolutely my appointments to the committee.
Okay. I'm going to stop sharing my screen now, Lindsay. Is that okay? Do you want me to keep it up for a little bit?
All right. If everybody. Yeah.
I will circulate this after the meeting.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
There's a resolution, so we need to vote on this. A resolution of thought.
Annual housekeeping resolution one.
Yes.
We need to make a motion to discuss the annual housekeeping resolution.
All the appointments that were made are consistent with this resolution. Okay. So it is for us now to just include the resolution by ratification.
Wonderful. So motion to approve our annual housekeeping resolution.
I'll make that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Right. No, it's unanimous. No. So, Amanda, if you don't mind, I'd like to relieve you of your chair duties.
Is that okay? Thank you.
And Megan, thank you. Down the path of righteousness. All right, so the next agenda item is acknowledgement of fiduciary duty. Item two.
This and then Brian and Nishla and Megan.
Sorry.
I'll have to get Brian to him.
Okay. Did you want to explain that?
This is a requirement of new board members of public authorities. It's required by the New York State Authority Budget Office. And it's just a general acknowledgement of your fiduciary duties since serving as a member of the board. Okay. Not something you have to sign right here. Second.
But. Is there a time frame? Folks want to read it.
I mean, it should be done. I think it should be done today, but it doesn't need to be done while we sit here. Everybody wants to read it.
So everybody who everybody who needs to sign has the document, and so we can move on to. Can we move on to the next agenda item?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Presentation of annual report to members. Who is going to be doing that? Amanda, that's you.
So it's the annual report, as it has historically been, is the prior accepted audit. Typically, these annual meetings, this is a little bit of a different time in the calendar year that this annual meeting is taking place. I think historically, they've been in August, correct? Sam, so that there was the prior year's audit was also accepted at that meeting. Our audit was accepted last fall in November, I believe, so we're on a little bit of a different schedule. So what we're presenting is the report of activity as it is in the audit, and that is the audit for 2022. But we will be very shortly working on the audit of 2023, and which will be presented in another meeting, and there will be a summary of the 2023 activities.
Does anybody have any comments on the audit? Those who were members, board members, Brian, Todd? No. There's one correction that needs to be made on it. On page 18, the last paragraph highlights that the interest rate that would be accrued is 4% daily. And I think that's a mistake. It should be annually. So we can...
And the audit has been, you know, accepted by the board, but that feels like a... ministerial or a typographic error that I'm sure we can correct. So,
yeah.
Rather dramatic and great.
So, is the motion to accept as amended?
That the audit was accepted.
Okay. Gotcha.
November.
Mm-hmm.
November, December.
November meeting. So that's been accepted. So we do not.
Yeah.
So typically, just again, with the cycle of when the annual meeting falls versus when the audit is prepared and presented, it's usually a little bit, it's usually new and accepted at the annual meeting. So,
great. Is there anything else you want to bring up? Approval of minutes for December the 12th.
Motion to approve the December meeting minutes.
Second.
I wasn't there, but
I don't know if you can make that motion.
Okay.
I'll make that motion. I was there.
Thank you so much. Can I get a second?
Second.
Very good. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to officer reports, president and CEO report.
We're going to let our sole member herself to other
way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. From the president's report, I'm going to preface this by saying, you know, there are a lot of projects ongoing and they're very interrelated. However, they are discrete items. So there's pieces that are kind of connected between these two things, but I'm going to do my very best to kind of parse them out in some logical order. Hold on. And I think I will take this out of order as well. So I'm going to start with item three, which is the RFP for accounting services.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to, the update here is to inform the board that we issued a request, an RFP for accounting services. This is our standard language, standard USITA RFP for accounting services, because our term in our letter and our agreement with UHY had come to the end of its term. It had been extended, I believe, one or two years. And so it's time for us to go back out again and get procure an accountant to help us through the 2023 audit. That RFP is actually due back tomorrow. And so we will actually need to convene the audit committee in order to review those responses and make a recommendation to the board on the selection of an accounting firm. So that's an important piece going forward. The other item that
Amanda, hold on a minute. I think there's a concern.
Okay.
Services, and that sounds like
well, I'm actually going to use this to talk about both.
Okay.
So, yes.
But the last one was auditing, right?
Yeah. So there's two. The one that is coming back tomorrow is for auditing services. There was also an RFP that was responses were received in January for accounting and also management services. This is to look at the structure of USITA, to compare USITA to other organizations as far as how it's structured, how it's staffed, how it's, you know, the money is present, how it flows through the organization, and also to look at internal controls and internal process, and also to have some accounting support. So this is bookkeeping support for day-to-day bookkeeping activities. That's a separate RFP. So we have the auditing RFP and then the accounting RFP. And that one we do has closed and we have the responses for that. So it's perfect timing to convene the audit committee and have them review and make suggestions to the board on both the accounting services and the auditing services. So that's first item. The second item, I'm going to just move through this, and the lot 600 closing. So a little bit of backup for some of our newer board members as well. USITA has in the past 2 years been received an assortment of properties on the Tech City campus from that the county came to the county through tax foreclosure. There was the transfer of properties on the East Campus. So this is a series of many small tax parcels that are, if you're familiar with the town of Ulster, an Enterprise Drive where there's the bridge that now says I Park, the East Campus being to the east of that. So that transfer, that closing and transfer to National Resources happened in 2022. And then there were several parcels that made up the West Campus. That closing and transfer to National Resources happened in April of 2023. However, USITA still owns two parcels. One parcel that makes up is where the power plant was for the former IBM campus. And that's known as the 600 parcel. So that's kind of, if you're familiar with driving around that site, if you've seen the water towers, that parcel is back there. There is an executed purchase and sale agreement with National Resources to buy that property for $300,000. And there was the closing, we've received some communication that they are looking to close the 1st of September. So that's when iPark would like to close on that property. So, is there any other thing pertinent to that? No. So, and that had been an ask from prior board meetings is what was the schedule on that closing, because that's the last piece of property that USITA is holding on that campus.
I think we could probably also recommend, I'd like to recommend or suggest to the board that board members actually go to visit iPark, because I think a lot of what's going on here is kind of, for those who have been there and know the ins and outs, that's one thing, but many of the board members or new board members would not have been. I think it would be a good idea for us to schedule some kind of visit to just take a look and understand what's going on. So I don't know, who do I ask specifically to coordinate that? Would that be?
Yep. And I think the rest of these items also speak to that. So
stay tuned.
As far as, so to go on to the item that's just the iPark 87 update, so there has been some communication from iPark, just one step back again. For both the East Campus and the West Campus, USITA holds the mortgage with National Resources. So they're, through the purchase and sale and through the closing, there's a mortgage with a schedule of payments that come to USITA that then are passed on to the county for both of those parcels. There has been some communication from iPark that they are seeking some type of deferment. They're currently asking for a 2-year deferment. There is I'm going to look at my notes. Hold on 1 second, just because I want to share the numbers with you. The note on the East Campus is $4.9 million, 4 years, 4% interest. There has been one payment towards that note, which was made last January, and that was about $1.1 million.
1.167.
Yeah, with a $50,000 administrative fee as part of that. That is, should have been retained by UCEDA. On the West Campus, that closed, property closing was in April of this past year. The note on the West Campus is $6.7 million, the 10-year, at, again, 4% interest. And there have been no mortgage payments since that closing on the West Campus. So currently, right now, the correspondence that we have from IPARC is that as they are looking to get executed leases, like the one that they're seeking, you know, we're seeking with them, for that they, until the time that they have those executed leases, they're slightly more constrained when it comes to cash flow. So they're looking for that deferment. We have a request in. This was received today. It is in your packet, but this has not been vetted by staff at this point in time. I just wanted to make sure that since it was correspondence that had come in to UCEDA through the president, that you are aware of it and what they're asking. However, just looking at the amortization schedule, I can tell you that there's errors in that, and we need to vet that along with their request. And Kevin Lynch from Economic Development, and we have other resources here that we need to dig in here and present the board with some suggestions as far as what they're asking for and what seems reasonable at this point in time. It's also important to note that in the PSAs, not only, you know, is there the note with the mortgage and the interest, the principal and the interest for those properties, but there's also certain administrative fees that come to UCEDA. Those administrative fees support the organization in being able to hire accountants and audit firms and do other, pay legal bills and do other such things. And also, you know, seeking some clarification from Natural Resources on their intent and a schedule to pay those administrative fees. Because while we are passing back to the county the proceeds on the mortgage payments, the administrative fees are really what stays with UCEDA and allows the organization to operate and be solvent. So seeking additional information from them as well on that. So this is, again, it kind of speaks to having a meeting at IPARC to better understand what they're looking for and the operation there and what their plans are. They're very, it's been in the news that there's, they're looking at a large lease with BOCES to relocate the Career and Technical Center to the IPARC campus. In addition, you know, they have a current tenant of Archtop, as well as they're getting closer to signing a lease with Cadenza, which is the lithium ion battery manufacturer. So there are things that are coming, hopefully soon this spring, as far as signed leases, which will allow them to access additional capital and do more construction on the site.
So does that mean that, okay, so let's kind of add a couple more layers to this. So we have to deal with the master lease. How does that tie into all of this? And are there any other documents that need to be finalized before we can move forward?
Sure. So here's where there's like buckets of things that are happening at the same time. There is the request from IPARC around deferment and, you know, the note and going forward. There is also a document that was shared with me. It was shared with the board in the folder regarding an amendment to a act, what is the term on it?
Management agreement.
That is another thing that we have to unpack because UCEDA still owns the 600 parcel. there are these agreements that have to do with access, parking, all sorts of things with the tenants on this large site. And it seems to we need to do some more research into that, because it seems that National Resources is realizing that as the owner of this parcel in the back, that we need to be part of any amended agreement on this access agreement. So there's that portion of it. However, there's the Workforce Innovation Center and the master lease. So master lease is a 40,000 square foot lease to be held by USITA from at the iPark campus, which would then be subleased to the Ulster County, 20,000 square feet, SUNY New Paltz, approximately 10, and SUNY Ulster, approximately 10. And that agreement has been worked on and agreed in principle. It has also been accepted by the sublease agreement has been accepted by the county legislature. However, until there's agreement on the space and the fit out of the space, that agreement is not ready to put in front of this board right now. So that's another piece. That lease agreement. And then separate to that, the County Office of Economic Development is working with National Resources on a Restore New York grant, which is a $10 million Restore New York grant that will come through the county and be a subrecipient agreement from the county to National Resources to help some of the revitalization of the buildings on the campus. So that's piece three. So these things are all going on at the same time. And I think that within the next month, finishing the fit out letter, so that's the letter that specifies the space, the office sizes, the finishings, the dimensions, everything on the leased space. There were some delays in getting to a more final version of the fit out letter as the plans with BOCES progressed. There was a need for a certain configuration of space to accommodate BOCES and their operation on the space, which moved the county's footprint to the more desirable portion of the campus, which is, if you're familiar with it, there's a semicircular driveway, clock, the old IBM clock tower, and would put the USITA leased space, 40,000 square feet, center to that. That, unfortunately, I think it's a good thing. However, it did hold up the timeline of getting closer to being able to finalize the lease agreement.
So to summarize, the three things or four things that need to be sorted out before we can, as a board, can take any action.
I think they have to, by this board, having a final master lease agreement, mm-hmm. and then understanding better this access amendment mm-hmm. agreement, and then having clarity around and negotiating with National Resources around their ask. Mm-hmm. Around mortgage, et cetera, and
amortization.
Yeah, amortization, the administrative support to USITA mm-hmm. All comes together at the same
time. So those are the four key things that we need to pay attention to.
I would just say that the Restore New York is separate from this organization. So okay. That one is just purely the county economic development and the legislature.
Okay. March.
I could just add, yeah. Amanda and I talked about this a little bit right before the meeting started, but the letter from National Resources to the county or to the USITA president speaks to environmental expenditures, which the county gave a $7 million credit in the purchase price, and they are starting to wind this down. Be good to get backup documentation for that. And that you're negotiating now,
yeah.
So that's the time to ask.
And that's
your negotiation.
And that is one place that I want to circle back with economic development, because some of the cleanup is also, parsing. There's also money in the Restore New York grant towards cleanup. So parsing out what is being given credit for versus what is, in terms of the mortgage and the sale versus what is being reimbursed and part of the Restore New York application, and understanding that as well. So I think that, you know, again, we want to vet this financially and come back with some go back and forth, take it, you know, with our staff here who knows finances and can really look at things, and that's not me, that's Kevin, and have those conversations, and then, you know, go back and forth with natural resources, just corrections where we see those, and kind of dial this in before it's, you know, more substantively presented to you all.
Do you have any idea how much more there is in cleanup?
That I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're given an estimate of close to $6 million. But, you know, to Amanda's point, we need to really parse out what they want credit for. We've given them credit for in terms of the point. So we're still in negotiations with them, and we want to see invoices that kind of.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, any
comments? That is. Let's keep going in the back. Oh, there's more points.
Okay,
no, that went through all of them.
Yep.
Okay, I'm finished. Thank
okay.
you.
Does any board member have any other questions or any questions for Amanda?
I have a quick question. So Amanda, has the representatives from IPARC requested you know, an expedited review of these changes or requests, and you know, have they expressed to you that they want this done by a specific date?
I don't believe there's a date in the correspondence. However, you know, I did no, I don't believe there's a date, but I'm sure they're eager. It would be curious if they weren't eager. So
then I'll ask kind of like a follow-up. Do you have an idea when the county, I guess the lawyers and the contract folks are going to take a look at that, right? Do you have an idea when that will be completed? I'm just trying to decide if we should maybe think about having a special meeting.
There's probably, I think that's a good question, but maybe we should take that in the context of getting into a regular scheduled meeting, mm-hmm. and then see how that would fall on the calendar and see if there's a need to meet before then.
So this is really, thanks, Brian. This is between yourself and Kevin, Economic Development. You need to work out this timelines, negotiate, and then get back to us, and we will follow up from that.
Yeah, and this is mainly since about 2:00 this afternoon.
Yeah, right. So I know no board member, I'm sure, has read any of the documentation that came through this afternoon. So we're not even very familiar. I certainly am not as familiar with the documentation that was loaded this afternoon. Sorry. So, anything else that you want to bring up, memo that we should be apprised of, or can we move on to the CFO's report?
All right. So I was able to complete the financial statements up to September 2023. Nothing out of the usual. There was a tier disbursement that occurred in August and September, as far as activity goes. And then I was able to complete the loan summaries up to December of 2023. We're down to three loans. Two of them were paid off in November of 2023. Those were the main highlights. I was hoping to get through more financial statements, get through the year, but they take time. So it's a little bit slower. Some of the activity that's in there still is Adams, and it's hard to know why he did some of the transactions. I don't want to delete them or make changes without having additional knowledge. So trying our best and kind of picking things up as we go also.
How far late is the one that's noted as being late? As of 11:30?
11:30, so basically they didn't pay a November payment. They paid in December. You're talking about the loan status?
Tuition travel, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't see a check come in for them for November.
They paid December?
Yes.
We'll follow up.
Yeah.
Does any board member have any questions?
If I can make just a comment, just for our new board member, Chris has been making good progress, solid progress to get us caught back up because we had to take a lot of time because of staff turnover to finish our audit from 2022. That consumed a lot of time from last year. So we've been, say more than 1 month or more than 2 months since our December meeting. So we're closing the gap on these as far as having everything caught up so that, and it's also good timing for our audit so that we're working through all the documentation.
Right.
Any requests for loans? Any activity at all? Interested in borrowing from the county?
I could say yes, absolutely. I mean, things are starting to percolate. We're developing a pipeline, so the sooner we can, I think that it gets, and it ranges from small amounts to.
What are we offering now? What kind of interest?
I don't know, but certainly it's always to have a point below prime, but we're looking at different structures.
Okay.
Maybe, changing. So looking at different concessions, but we only have $1 million in their loan.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to recapitalize it. That's one of the things that we're doing.
Thanks.
I have a question. In relation, I know there were some challenges with the accounting on this. Really, so are those issues now resolved completely?
No, no. So that's why I'd like to stress the importance of getting these accounting services, because it does take a lot of time. And with everything going on in finance right now, it's very hard to get separate time to devote the time that's required to really get this to where it needs to be.
Just so that you all know, the reason I'm here is that, the time that he is doing this is basically on the weekends and the evenings, because we are that inundated with work down in the finance department. So that those accounting services are going to
essential.
Yes, I just want to add also, Mr. Chair, we're looking at premier lenders in the community and looking at the underwriting process. So Roseanne's point, we just don't have the capacity in that department.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working with, you know, partners in the finance. Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that this is a key piece that, you know, for the last, since I've been on this board, I mean, this is all we've been talking about, trying to get this part resolved. So making sure that the accounting is done correctly, consistent with all the major players, is going to be really important going forward. Anything else you want to add to? Okay, very good. New business.
We need to vote to accept the financials.
Thank you.
So it would be a motion to accept July through September financials as well as the monthly loan fund status for November through December, please.
I'm going to make that motion.
I move.
Can I have a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Further discussion? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Nays? I think we're. Thank you. Moving on to new business. Here's to update.
This was a request from the board, and Sam has prepared an update.
Hi, all. Is everyone on the phone hear me okay?
Yes.
So I don't want to go through every single line of these because I don't think it's entirely necessary to, unless you have specific questions. But this is just a general overview. You know, we started the CARES 2 program around this time last year. I think we awarded in April. We began disbursements in August of 2023. And so this is an accounting to date of how much money is remaining from what was awarded. These are separated into two buckets, CARES 2 and CARES 2.1. The majority of people have expended all or most of their funding. The people who do have funding left, I have heard from and have confirmation that invoices are forthcoming, or they invoice a little bit on a monthly basis. As a reminder, all of the agreements expire May 31st of this year, so we do still have time. Scrolling down to CARES 2.1, you'll see it's a very similar case. So I know that, like, Bel Air, for example, is sending me an invoice this week. SJ gives me a little bit every month. Joe just sent me an invoice, so I need to review that and see if that closes him out. If there are any specific questions about anybody specifically on the list, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, that's it. Yes, Brian. Muted.
Yep, sorry. I noticed that there is a letter from one of the recipients to extend their term for a year. I'm wondering if we've reached out to the folks who haven't expended all their money to offer the same opportunity to them, or, you know, how are we going to deal with that? Are we going to consider that, or are we just going to wait and see if they ask? I know it's not a lot. I know there's only a handful that have money left, but there are a couple that have significant amount of money left over there. And I'm wondering, you know, how we wanted to, and one of the ones is number 241 on the list. That's the one that's asking for the extension, but there's a couple other there.
Right. So that extension was actually one that I was supposed to present to you all in December when I presented the other ones, and it got missed. So that one is actually an extension through May 31st of this year, the same as everybody else. It wouldn't be an additional year. Typically, what I did last year is I did reach out to everybody and I said, hey, you still have money left. Do you need an extension? Most people took me up on it. Some people said, no, actually, we're good. So I am in constant communication with most of these people. The biggest amount remaining is Liebault & Sons, and I do have an invoice in my inbox for the entirety of their remaining grant. So I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to extend most of these by May 31st. I constantly update the spreadsheet on a weekly basis. So if I do notice that there is, like, some stragglers, then I think we can start to reach out to them maybe like end of March and see what their thoughts are. But I don't anticipate any extensions after this one. The one that's coming up is solely just because I forgot to put it in the packet in December. It was something that was always planned. That was my mistake.
Okay, thank you.
No, March is a
I would just like to recommend that you do not extend beyond May, because the source of this funding is ARPA funds, and they have to be expended. If they are not being used here, then they should be clawed back and put to another purpose.
Is there anything else we want to speak on this issue? So that's, you've kind of addressed CARES too, right? Department of Treasury IRS invoice.
Oh, no, we need to do a vote on the grant agreement extension. Sorry.
So we'd like to somebody make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the grant extension as presented.
I'll second it.
To May 31st.
May 31st, 2024.
Okay, 2024.
We have a motion and a second. On the
is there a second? Okay. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Okay, I think that carries. Yep. Old business? No. Where are we?
New business.
Department of Treasury. Okay, ours. Yeah.
So we did get a penalty payment from the IRS. That
we paid our taxes. We didn't pay enough taxes, apparently.
Yes.
So we got a notice with a certain amount. As far as we have not paid that notice yet.
Right.
There is penalties that add on to it the further it is unpaid. So.
And will we pay it?
The invoice as of December was
2176. Yeah, they're not going to change their mind.
Right.
And motion.
Yes.
Why we have a penalty?
It had to do with the we had prepaid taxes that were not paid on time, from what I understand. And the difference is $2,176.35 was the notice. Probably a little bit higher at this point. I don't think we were able to look into
Exactly.
Yeah. So I recommend that you pay it in full. I think that what this is, and I get an explanation from the IRS. I know it's hard to get in touch with them, but I would call that number there. Now, I think that what this is you didn't make payment by the original deadline of May 15th last year. You didn't pay until you filed on the extended deadline.
Right.
You had to make payment by the original deadline.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, I think that this is a mistake entirely, and that when you get another firm in here to do your audit and your financials and to do your 990 next year, you're going to want to go back and amend 2022 and try and recover all of this money. Also, expect a notice from New York State, because New York State's going to want the same thing the IRS. But I do think this was a mistake. Your prior audit firm decided that this was all storage units based on a prior revenue ruling. You have no storage units. There are no storage unit facilities. Storage units are treated as regular businesses. But under the IRS rules, and you can just Google it, there's an exclusion from taxable income for rental income. So this really never should have been taxed in the first place. We tried to bring this up. Your prior firm UHY fought with us on it, and we, ultimately gave in to what they told us. But again, I think it was a mistake, and I do think you're going to have a shot at recovering all.
Maybe approve a little bit more so that they're not fast, like approve an up to $2,500.
Thank you.
Just a couple points there. The IRS was contacted. Initially I thought there might be a tax calculation difference, depending on what, some of the decisions we had made. It wasn't the case. It was this
penalty payment. I would, it would be great to have permission to up to $2,500 because this has now been accruing and sitting since December. It's more, but we don't have an exact number.
I don't think so. That should be fine.
Okay. You know, if you call them, they'll tell you how much you owe today. And you can settle it over the phone. Like, you can arrange your payment over the phone.
Right. And then, you know, at some point in time, there was a decision made to call whatever rents of the space at West rental storage agreements. And we didn't have leases, we didn't have rents, we had rental storage agreements. That's the title of the agreements with the folks who were using that space. So we can certainly...
It's a big difference. The storage unit.
And again, this is, we can bring this up with the new, with whoever we talked to. However, it was some time spent on dissecting the terminology versus the agreements. So, but we will have, you know, it's a significant amount of tax. So we will happily bring that up again.
Todd, would you like to amend your motion?
Yeah, approve paying the IRS. It doesn't do any harm. We'll say up to $3,000.
I would second that.
Very good. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Any negations? No. Carried. Okay. Thank you. Are we on the old business? Okay. Stone Dock Golf Course invoice. Based on that.
So that this is just an update.
Amanda, do you want me to do that?
No, it's okay. That there was the stone. There was a. There was an event in May at Stone Dock Golf Course. The invoice was approved by the board and it was paid in, I believe, the December meeting. However, at that meeting, there was a request for some supporting documentation. And that event was in support of a green business initiative that UCEDA was involved with for and a Green New Deal fund for several years. So we've put together just a summary spreadsheet on the accounting for that program. So that's what this is. Mm-hmm. And it was just being provided as some of the backup and additional information for the board. And I believe it was Legislator Litt's request regarding that. So the punchline is that there's still a net positive in our bank account of $3,800 around all the monies for that event and also the, as well as the green business professional services contract and other initiatives.
So we don't need, there's no action here. Nothing is needed to be done.
Nope, just an update.
That's an update. Can UHY?
UHY, again, this is an update in December. There were two invoices in your packet. One was marked draft. After that meeting, we were able to find the one that was not marked draft, that was final. So that is money that is due to UHY for their services in support of UCEDA and the audit and is presented for your approval. I believe what's the number on that? $10,000.
$10,539. $98. Yep. So we need a motion to pay this, to approve paying for this. Yes. Can somebody please make that motion?
Motion to approve.
Can second. I second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Maybe we should have some discussion. I think everybody's good. We're all good. Okay.
Good.
Brian, is that you?
Thumbs up.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So that motion carries. Easy Pass printing update.
Easy Pass printing update. This, again, for group awareness, is under the CARES 1 program, was a recipient which was not able to verify or provide necessary paperwork to the county that was to USITA that was needed by the state per the grant agreement. Therefore, there was a clawback by the state. USITA paid the state back $15,000, which was the amount of the grant award. There's been some discussion by the board whether or not there were any next steps that could be taken, and the decision and the direction was given that we should be looking at whether or not a collection attorney could be sought, and particularly one that worked on basically commission of the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So we have names, and we are currently researching that, as well as like a summary with the legal references and the documents, et cetera, in order to present that to the attorneys to see if they're willing to pursue it. It does seem like for collection attorneys that work on commission, this is on the low end. However, we're going to see if that's anybody's willing to entertain it.
Thank you.
And then one other kind of invoice related that is old business, I just want to give you a quick update. It's not in the packet and not here for you to review, but there's also outstanding Harris Beach invoices and bills. That's the legal firm who has been working on all things related to iPark. Some of that is, we have money to pay through impressed accounts and through some other money from national resources. Some of it is out of our pocket. We're vetting those again. We had to have Harris Beach reparse the bills so that they corresponded to our impressed accounts, how we were tracking the 600 parcels separate from west, from east, and then also some work on the master lease for USITA. So those will be back up soon now that we're cleaning those all up. So I just wanted to give a quick verbal update because that's a more significant dollar amount. Mm-hmm. That's around $75,000.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Meeting schedule. So that's
Thursday at 5 o'clock for those people?
Thursday at 4 would be better for me. I if we can do it earlier. Be here by
4. Well, let's take a temperature on this.
I mean, I can make 5 work. It's just hard. I've got 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Getting it. But I have to go get a kid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a hard stop. So.
Can we do a doodle poll?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That we just get this to see if we can figure out that.
We'll send a doodle.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds great.
Because we have to coordinate with the legislature's meetings, right? They also use this room.
Yep.
Members are on the committee as well.
I'm going to go before you adjourn. Is that okay?
That's
can you
fine.
Adjourn without me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you all.
Thank you.
So we are actually close to done. Yeah. There's a public comment section that I'm sure anybody who wants to make a public comment. Is there anybody online?
March.
Hi, I'm not sure
here again. I just wanted to let you know that we did share with management a draft of the CARES 1 audit, and we'll be back. We'll be happy to brief you on that at your next meeting. Obviously, it's late today. We are expecting comments back from management next week, and then we'll be putting it together. I will make sure that you get it before it goes out publicly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks much. Any other comments? Okay. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion. To adjourn.
Let's start off.
Second.
There we go. Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposition? No. Any names? Okay. Thank you all for being here.
It is 6:15 p.m. for the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.